"What was that thing?" he asked Lupin.
"A Dementor," said Lupin, who was now giving chocolate to everyone else. "One of the Dementors of Azkaban."
Everyone stared at him.
Professor Lupin crumpled up the empty chocolate wrapper and put it in his pocket. "Eat!" he repeated. "It shall help. I need to speak to the driver. Excuse me."
He strolled past Harry and disappeared into the corridor.
"Are you sure you're okay, Harry?" said Hermione, watching Harry anxiously. "I don't get it. What happened?"
said Harry, wiping more sweat off his face.
"Well, that thing, the Dementor, stood there and looked around. I mean, I think it did. I couldn't see its face. And I thought you were having a fit or something," said Ron, who still looked scared. "You went sort of rigid and fell out of your seat and started twitching. And Professor Lupin stepped over you and walked towards the Dementor and pulled out his wand," said Hermione. "And he said, 'None of us is hiding Sirius Black under our cloaks. Go!' But the Dementor didn't move, so Lupin muttered something, and a silvery thing shot out of his wand at it, and it turned round and sort of glided away."
"It was horrible,"
said Neville, in a higher voice than usual.